Residents of the northern Lebanese town of Tripoli have welcomed the deployment of army and internal security forces after a period of instability and violence. There have been previous troop deployments, however. This is the first to have a green light from the government and all political groups. Minister of Justice, who is also a prominent March 14 figure from the town of Tripoli, visited some of the areas.
I tell my people in Tabane that this is a chance for us to remove our children from this unnatural situation. And I tell the people of Jabal Moshen that they have the right to live in peace in Tripoli as they have historically.
Troops and armored personnel carriers were deployed in the rival neighborhoods of Jabal Mohsen and Bab al-Tabane. These areas have been the scene of clashes between supporters and opponents of the Syrian government. The army removed the barricades from the streets and the rooftops and opened up the roads linking both sides. It also conducted raids and searched for weapons and wanted armed people. Observers believe this could only have been implemented with the regional and global support of states who don't wish Lebanon to become a hub for al-Qaeda-linked militants.
Regional and global intervention made this possible. The same pressure allowed for the formation of the Salam cabinet in spite of conditions put forth by the March 14th, such as the withdrawal of Hezbollah from Syria. The government will now be able to control the area, especially since the Syrian government is regaining control in most bordering areas.
Most sides believe the ground is now ripe to curb the further infiltration of armed militants inside Lebanon. With the army's security plan in its second day, the northern city of Tripoli is witnessing unprecedented calm. With obvious political backing and seemingly regional support, the military forces in Lebanon could finally purge Tripoli of Takfiri militants. Mariam Saleh, Press TV, Tripoli, North Lebanon.